Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down the week that was, but only the things we've never seen before. Things that are insane. And it's insane that I can do this every week. But those are the times we live in. Let's get started. Insane thing number 8. An historic civil rights moment for conservatives, for right-wingers. All your life, you've been told about all kinds of historic civil rights moments. The first female astronaut. The first black female governor. Oh, wait. That'd be in Virginia. She's probably about to be defeated by a liberal white woman. Okay, never mind. But you know what I mean. The first black university president. Yeah. Well, we're about to see another. The first conservative Bond girl. But this isn't just any Bond girl. This is Sydney Sweeney, who by all rights should have been canceled by now. After she appeared in that American Eagle ad, white, unaccompanied by any gender, sexual, or racial minority, to proclaim that she had good genes. She was immediately pronounced a Nazi and a white supremacist by the left. So was American Eagle. And they went through the typical cancellation process, which folks would have worked just a few years ago. In fact, we're so used to it. Across X at the time, people said, wow, this is really cool, the billions of hits she's getting, but she's done. Her career is finished. But it's not. Sydney Sweeney is now the choice of Amazon MGM boss Jeff Bezos, which now owns the James Bond franchise. They want her to be the Bond girl in their 26th movie. That she's even being floated is a great civil rights movement for the most oppressed people in this country, us. This is a person who supported Donald Trump, is a registered Republican, was recently featured on a gun range, firing her guns, and who, when the left demanded she apologized for her Nazism and white supremacy, for whatever that is, instead simply put out a video where she doesn't speak, just laid on the back of a horse and smiled. Nobody survives that. Folks, just for comparison, okay? Gina Carano, Mandalorian fame. She was completely canceled, fired by Disney, her life destroyed for so much less than what Sydney Sweeney did. She was utterly decimated, her career ruined for saying true things, which happened to a lot of us during that period. Here's what she wrote. Most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? Yeah, that had to be silenced. And that's exactly the way Sidney Sweeney's career would have gone just a few years ago. But Democrats are on the downslide. And this shows how much. After the American Eagle jeans debacle, she's even bigger. In fact, they just put out a Bond girl lingerie spread for her. In other words, she's still getting jobs and she's getting bigger. This was culturally inconceivable just a few years ago. Insane thing number 7, what the Democrats were demanding in exchange for ending the shutdown and not starving 40 million Americans. What's insane here is not just that the Democrats were making these demands, but that the Republicans actually fought back. No, Mike Johnson, leader of the Republicans, who normally around budget time is huddling with the Democrats, ignoring the Republicans and generally screwing us over, has actually been out there fighting every day. And he put on a projector behind him a copy, written copy, of Chuck Schumer's demands. Listen to this.
But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stop these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Did you catch that? $200 billion, with a B, for illegal immigrant health care. And another demand, the cancellation of $50 billion for rural hospitals, i.e., places where white Americans go for health care. Now, remember, the Democrats used to be huge on funding rural hospitals because white blue-collar workers were always Democrat voters. They were union. As soon as they stopped voting Democrat, guess what? That's what the Democrats are demanding here. Transfer of $50 billion from Americans who live in rural areas and vote for Donald Trump to their new voters, the illegal immigrants. Or the poor people get starved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is an incredible moment, folks. Insane thing number 6. Speaking of illegal immigrants in Medicaid, Democrats insisted there weren't any on Medicaid because federal law bars it, so there must not be any. The whole time they must have known where they hid them because we just found it. Now we know why they were burning down Tesla dealerships, trying to stop Doge from sniffing around. Because Mehmet Oz, who's Trump's Medicaid Medicare director, just found the Medicaid illegals. And oh my gosh. The story of how it happened is even more insane. Mid-October, around October 15th, 49 of the most violent, brutal illegals we've ever rounded up were arrested, and they're on their way to being deported or have been deported. But it turned out all of them were on Medicaid, 100%. These are people wanted for homicide. They're on Interpol's most wanted list. They're gang leaders. They've committed homicides here, homicides on the other side of the border, rapes, pedophiles. I mean, the worst, human traffickers, gun traffickers, worst of the worst, 100% on Medicaid. So the Trump White House directed Oz, hey, go figure this out. How are these people actively still on Medicaid? Well, what they found out was that the Democrats had set the fraud alerts, like the fraud monitoring, to zero. That's why they were burning down Tesla dealerships. They didn't want Doge to find it. We just did.
As the government shutdown drags on, the White House is shedding light on how dozens of criminal illegal migrants received Medicaid before their arrests and their deportations. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson telling Fox News Digital, quote, due to previously lax federal controls and Democrat state policies, criminal illegal murderers and rapists received Medicaid at the American taxpayers' expense.
What exactly was the scale of this? Here's Dr. Mehmet Oz.
You know, the Democrats have been gaslighting us on this issue of Medicaid funds going to illegal immigrants. That's why the One Big Beautiful Bill has provisions to do just that. The shutdown, as you know, is in part because the Democrats want to repeal that landmark legislation. And they keep claiming that there is no money going from Medicaid, an agency that I run, towards illegal immigrants. So we decided to do our homework. We sent our best investigators out to evaluate exactly what is going on. And I'm here to announce, Ainsley, and this is a big deal, that just over the last few months, we have proven that there's been over $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. It's a lot of money. It's not a rounding error. $1 billion paid by U.S. taxpayers for illegal immigrants in about half a dozen states. And we're just getting started. So it's going to be significantly more money than that. And just to break this down for everybody, Ainsley, if you live in Texas or Florida and you're paying U.S. federal taxes, most people do, your money is being diverted to places like California who have robust benefits for illegal immigrants, you know, dental, vision, things you don't even get on Medicare. And those funds we have no ability to track until today. Now we're investigating it and we're going to continue to track this across the country.
You ever had 100% dental? 100% vision, you don't have to pay. Must be nice. I've worked my whole life. I've never had such a thing. But think about the scope of it, okay? This is $1 billion spent under Trump in just the last 3 months in just half a dozen states for illegals. The real number must be monstrous.
Well, the legislation allows us to do just that. We are no longer obliged to pay for illegal immigrants in states that decide that they think are the largesse of their hearts. They want to fund those programs. If you want to fund full dental vision and, you know, robust health services in, for example, California or Illinois or New York or Minnesota, that's your choice. If you want to do that, you have to pay with your own state income tax. You can't use federal dollars for that. And so we are clawing that money back. Some of these states have already, they know they're guilty. They begin to pay the money back already. We'll get all that money back into our federal coffers. The president is laser focused on protecting the U.S. taxpayer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Insane thing number 5. California Governor Gavin Newsom let it be known this week he's running for president in 2028. You'd think, given those ambitions, you'd want to stop illegally issuing commercial driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in violation of federal law. It's a bad look. Plus, they keep killing people in horrific dashcam videos that then go viral. Not a good look for your presidential campaign. But Gavin Newsom is refusing to stop issuing these driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. 4 states were doing it. The other 3 have stopped. But folks, the numbers at which this is happening. Here's from Fox News.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a federal audit.
William Lajeunesse for us. William Lajeunesse.
That had Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy apoplectic.
Gavin Newsom has thumbed his nose at us. He's refused to comply with the rules that have come from DOT, which is stop issuing these licenses, number one. And number two, go back and review all the licenses that you have issued and make sure it's been done legally. Gavin Newsom has said no. So one, I'm about to pull $160 million from California. And as we pull more money, we also have the option of pulling California's ability to issue commercial driver's licenses. Gavin Newsom cares more about illegals getting commercial driver's licenses than he does the citizens of his own state and the safety of Americans. It's shameful. He's been lying about what he's been doing. And again, we're going to fight tooth and nail under President Trump's administration to make sure that we hold states like California accountable.
Just breaking, literally, as I record this podcast, Fox News, the Trump administration is plotting to revoke the ability of Gavin Newsom's California to issue CDLs because he continues giving them away like candy to illegal aliens. Folks, this is a wild move. When you consider how many of the goods that we purchase from overseas come in through those California ports. But it'd be a fantastic move for Americans to get 62,000 illegal immigrant truck drivers off the road, replace those with good paying jobs. To give you an idea how big that 62,000 number is and how bad off we are in the private sector for jobs, did you see the ADP jobs number? That's the private job counting firm, ADP. Their estimate for private sector job creation in the month of September, about 14,500 a week. That's a total of around 55,000 for the month. Yeah, you heard that right. For the entire country. Better than the month before. Net zero job creation. Now do you see why the Biden administration had to fake the jobs numbers, folks? There were several quarters under Biden that if you go back and look at it, net no job creation in the private sector. None. And that's how big of a problem. So when you're talking about 62,000 truck driver jobs just in California alone going to illegals, I mean, fuck, that's an entire month now of job creation. These aren't small numbers. And Democrats are desperate to keep these illegals in these jobs because every one of them is an illegal immigrant family that might go home without their Medicaid and their job driving a truck. They need them to stay here and vote Democrat. Insane thing number four, Arctic Frost. Folks, I've done many podcasts on how the brainiac team that got Trump elected against all odds in 2016, there's eight key members of it. Seven of them are felons now, including Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's campaign manager. The only one that escaped the dragnet, Kelly Conway, was married to a guy who was a huge anti-Trumper. I think that's why she got a pass, because they didn't want to put his children's mother in prison. So she's not a felon, but everybody else is. And that's clearly what the FBI was intending to do with Arctic Frost, which broke this week. Over 400 entities subpoenaed. Folks, here's what was going on. They'd already planned to put Trump away for the rest of his life. He was facing 700 years in prison on all charges across five cases, right? Well, they'd already in their minds reconciled he was out of their hair, he was done. And they chillingly turned to this idea of putting the entire Republican Party, the whole Republican ecosystem, in prison too, or bankrupting and destroying them to the point that no one would ever again attempt to help a Republican win election, or very few people would be willing to do it. They were going to end the Republican Party once and for all. That's what this web of subpoenas shows. And it is unbelievable. I've attached it in the sources. You really got to look at it to comprehend it. All over this document are the codes for money laundering and for bank account transactions that the FBI uses. What does this mean? Simply put, they started with the Trump Organization. And then they sent subpoenas to every PAC, every facet of the campaign. They surveilled both of Trump's campaign managers from 2024, including Brad Parscale and Bill Stepich. From there, it just expands outward. Every vendor, every political targeting operation, every get out the vote operation, every law firm, and there's about 40 of them, the people in them, every PAC. Google got subpoenas, AT&T got subpoenas, Apple got subpoenas. They were watching all of their devices. They were watching their bank accounts. They were tapping their phones, particularly in the case of Ted Cruz, although I think we're going to find more. Even GoDaddy got subpoenas so they could watch all activity, including all fundraising activity around Trump's websites, in particular, his campaign websites. The size and scope of this was unbelievable. Almost every FBI office was involved. Every major bank was subpoenaed. Everything done by the RNC was spied on, particularly financially. Folks, the RNC is the brain trust of the Republican Party. It's like the DNC. They basically put on elections, get out the vote. They were being almost entirely surveilled by the FBI. Same for WinRed, the biggest PAC the party has. No facet of the Republican Party, its ecosystem, or the people who ran them went unsurveilled. Folks, there's no criminal predicate here. There's no crime network that big. What they needed was a judge who would ignore that there was no crime here and just approve all these subpoenas. And they found one in Judge Boasberg. To keep this quiet, they also needed a judge who would gag all of the companies they were subpoenaing so they couldn't tell the targets. Again, you can only do that in a criminal investigation that's far advanced. But the predicate was only that Trump objected to the slate of electors that were going to vouch for the election and wanted to replace them, something that wasn't illegal. That's why they needed a corrupt Democrat judge, and they got one in Boasberg. Folks, this pattern is problematic because the Democrats have been going to these Democrat judges and getting subpoenas, getting the ability to spy, to tap phones, as they did to Ted Cruz, to spy on sitting Congress members, based on absolutely nothing. They give the subpoenas, they give the warrants, they give all of it out like candy. And the problem here is that if we don't start impeaching these judges and removing them, the Democrats will always have cover for these campaigns of terror. The FBI will always have the cover of, well, a judge approved it. But what this actually is we hate the Republican Party and we're on a fishing expedition to pick up every knowable thing about them. The kind of manpower this would have taken at the DOJ and the FBI is unfathomable. You're seeing how Kash Patel, you know, said there's 110,000 gangsters, some of them cartels, some of them, you know, illegal immigrants, but others Americans working for those operations on the streets of Chicago alone. The FBI went AWOL in an attempt to ruin, bankrupt, or imprison the entire GOP ecosystem. Folks, what this means, bare minimum, we've got to get rid of these FBI agents, these special agents in charge who did this. One of the biggest operations was actually out of Charlotte because so many of those banks are headquartered there. Folks, we've got to fire these people. They're still in office. This campaign of terror will simply resume the second Trump leaves office. And the problem is that, remember, the FBI, last time Trump was in office, launched the Russia collusion hoax and basically stole his last term from him. Every day that these FBI, special agents in charge of these offices remain employed by the federal government is another day you can guarantee they're hatching another plot against him. And as soon as they make criminal accusations, they're going to be very hard to remove from their jobs. They must go now. It's shocking and unfathomable these people haven't been fired. Everybody who worked on this, who worked on Arctic Frost, must be fired, be cleansed out of the FBI. And that's just for starters, folks. Democrats would never allow people like this to stay if they were on our side. Insane thing number three. Folks, I've told you for a long time that going forward, every time the Democrats win the presidency will mean a guaranteed loss of First Amendment rights for half the country online, which is the only place of communication that matters anymore. It'll also mean we'll never know if we'll ever get them back. It may be the last time we have these rights every time the Democrats win. And Obama proved me right this week, announcing a new kind of journalism in which the government determines facts. Oh, you'll still be allowed to have opinions, but facts will be government mandated and enforced by the government, which will put new restrictions on social media to do so. But I mean, we'll still get to have opinions, right? Well, he says those with the most, you know, destructive opinions will simply be turned down, like you turn down the volume on an old-fashioned TV set. And, you know, the more productive voices, i.e. Democrat ones, will be, you know, turned up. Not just nationally, but internationally. And he said this less than 2 weeks after assuring us that Donald Trump was, in fact, a dictator.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models.
Why is Obama saying this now? It would seem to undermine the Trump's a dictator, but we're not narrative. But that's a risk they're willing to take because of a meeting they had on September 24th. It was between the members of the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, which is led by Obama's former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, and censorship officials from Europe, the UK, Brazil, California, and Australia. The title of this meeting, investigative journalist Michael Schellenberger broke it, was Compliance and Enforcement in a Rapidly Evolving Landscape. The plot is audacious. A single world government body built around censorship of Americans. But not from inside the country, from outside of it. The blueprint is pretty simple. They're demanding a single total global censorship regime that uses the EU's market power, they call it the Brussels effect, to force big tech companies to comply. In other words, if you don't censor Americans inside of America, you get locked out of pretty much the rest of the world, Europe, UK, Brazil, Australia, etc. All of this is happening in a context of global censorship intensifying. I mean, the UK government arrests 30 people a day for the offense of politically incorrect social media posts. Over 3,000 are currently working their way through the criminal justice system just in the UK. Free speech is dead in these places. And the one thing they censor the most for, there's lots of stuff, is anything negative about illegal migrants who the replacement voters they're bringing in. So folks, you understand Europe, all these places, they're already conquered. Freedom is dead there. So is free speech. This effort led by Obama is about silencing Americans from abroad. And here's why they think they'll get away with it. I was really dismayed back about a year and a half ago when in Brazil, they threatened to arrest ex-executives who live there. And they actually froze several million dollars worth of Elon Musk's. They were actually ex-assets in Brazil, saying that they weren't complying with the law. Well, Elon Musk capitulated and agreed to censor for the totalitarian regime in Brazil. And who built that censorship program? If you go back through my old Battleground America podcast, it was the FBI working with an arm of the George Soros Foundation in Brazil. It was one of the most disheartening things I saw that year because I said they learned that Elon Musk would crack, would comply. Now they want to see if they can force everyone else to do it. They know if Musk gives in, Zuckerberg and Google will be right behind him. Heck, Google already censors for the EU. The goal is to do this fast. Ideally, they've got to get it done ahead of the 26th election, but definitely ahead of the 28th election. And folks, I have such a hard time getting our side to comprehend this. The fact that Brussels censors will literally be taking down the campaign ads of Republicans in America under this system. We will not win anymore without free speech. I don't know how else to bottom line this. This is not just some libertarian decision made by some owners of social media who can do whatever they want. This is the end of freedom and the end of us winning. And folks, this is a big reason that we're ascendant now, but couldn't win in 2020. Yes, I know there was election fraud, but keep in mind, to overcome it, we have to win in a mini landslide. We're not getting that outside of a free speech environment. Simply not going to happen. Obama knows it. This is the fight of this year that matters. This is the only fight that matters. If we lose this one, all the other ones get lost too. Here's what is at stake, folks. Percentage of Meta's total revenue from outside the USA, 61%. Percentage of Google's revenue from outside the USA, about 53%. Percentage of X's revenue outside the USA, 42%. Here's what else is at stake for the left, though. The number one most downloaded news app in every single Western country on Earth, and a lot of non-Western countries as well, X. The worldwide left cannot win long term with free speech. In order for the world to go dark and for them to have total control, social media must be back under their thumb the way it was in 2020. Folks, that is what they never imagined, they'd lose control like that. That is why they felt comfortable doing the thing I just talked about before, Arctic Frost, putting Trump in prison for the rest of his life. They can begin to do these things if they have censorship power, and Obama is leading the charge to seize it. Why is the left doing this? They're literally desperate, which leads us to insane thing number two. Literally, if you pray for this, say a prayer for this. If you don't pray, do it anyway. This week, the Supreme Court signaled that it's getting ready to drop mandatory minority voting districts, i.e. special districts only for Black Democrats. Districts that, by any measure laid out in the Constitution, should never exist. This idea we had to draw special minority districts that aren't even justified by the census count to remedy for past discrimination was literally made up out of fairy dust by the Supreme Court. It's not even in any bill Congress has ever passed. It is wildly unconstitutional. And it's a lot like abortion, which is also not in the Constitution in any way. If they do that, folks, we return to what reality should actually look like. And it'll right a lot of things in this country because it means about 20 more seats for the GOP. That's how Trump was able to win in a mini landslide this time, but barely has a majority. Folks, everything about the Democrat Party is fake. It cannot exist in an environment with free speech. And the number of congressional seats it has, fake. Because remember, we just a couple of battlegrounds back discovered the epsilon formula that the scientist at the census was using. We had to sue him using the Freedom of Information Act because he wouldn't disclose the math. Well, there was a good reason for that. It disappeared Republicans in census blocks and put Democrats in. They stole about six seats that way with it. That's 26 seats. Yeah, that's a game changer. We get those two things. And by the way, the epsilon formula is automatically going away, but Trump's going to have to get a new census count at least before 26, definitely before 28 to fix this mess. But that's 26 more seats we should have right now. Can you imagine the difference in America right now if we had those seats, that if we counted constitutionally using the census the way the founders intended, we would have? Folks, we get this, and the Democrat Party could well be lost for a generation. It could shatter them into 100 pieces. Pray it's on the verge of happening. Insane thing number one, La Diabla. Spanish for the devil. We caught her. She was operating along with her cartel on both sides of the border. Her name is Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar. She worked for the Jalisco New Generation Cartel in an incredibly elaborate operation, a string of very real clinics that advertised to pregnant women for low-cost maternity care. The pregnant women would come in for this low-cost maternity care. They would do illegal C-sections on them, trick them into going under the knife, and then remove the baby and the mom's organs, dispose of her body, and sell the baby for around $15,000. Here's Tulsi Gabbard describing this. She's the one who uncovered it and got the fusion cell together to go after her. We've arrested her in Mexico. Unfortunately, she's in a Mexican prison right now awaiting trial. Nobody in the world's safe until she's extradited here because these children were sold on both sides of the border. The organs were sold worldwide.
I'll say the last example I'll share is probably the most insidious, was providing intelligence to the Mexican law enforcement that led to the arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies. Mr. President, it's your leadership that has made all of this possible. Mr. President, under your leadership, for the first time, there is a newly created National Intelligence Fusion Cell at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, National Counterterrorism.
Now, here's what's so insane. A lot of people don't know that Tulsi Gabbard is the country's top spy. She's the head of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. All intelligence from all our intel agencies, from the NSA to the CIA to the FBI to the GSA, to many people I've even heard of, runs through her office. That's the idea. Fusion. We've had intel on this going on for a few years. We just didn't do anything under Joe Biden. That's what's so insane. It shows how wild we've allowed the cartels to get in their operations on both sides of the border. Supporting my thesis, folks, that the Democrats will let the cartels do damn near anything as long as they continue to bring them their steady stream of replacement voters. Who bought these babies? Yeah, Americans tend to be a little deluded about these things. Let me assure you, it probably wasn't nice middle class families. Do you know a cartel? Would you even know how to get one of these babies? Reputable middle class, infertile, God bless them, families wouldn't do this. They'd be afraid they'd get arrested in a kidnapping operation. So what was the purpose of breeding these babies? It's an off the book baby. Its mother is dead. It doesn't officially exist. If you want a baby to which you could do anything, the kind of child that ends up chained in a basement somewhere or worse, that's where you buy one. Folks, the last paragraph of her press release, Tulsi Gabbard's on this, is kind of terrifying, but it shows you what the stakes are. Trump's designation of these cartels as foreign terrorist operations was critical. But let me read you this line. The National Counterterrorism Center is applying two decades of counterterrorism expertise to assist law enforcement partners in targeting cartels like CJNG, whose violent tactics terrorize localized communities and gain control over territory that enables them to engage in profitable illicit activity. Let me put it this way. When cartels get enough political power, the kind they're rapidly achieving in places like Chicago and Portland, women can just disappear and nothing happens. You don't think this could start to happen on this side of the border? Folks, they were already selling the babies on this side of the border. They feel comfortable enough in places like Chicago to put bounties on high-ranking federal border officials' heads. We could absolutely lose territory in Democrat-controlled areas to cartels like CJNG. And American women could undergo horrors like this. These people must be stopped. Trump understands that. That's why the boats are blowing up. It's the only way into the country now that he's militarized the border. This is a war. That's what it'll take to stop it. He's got 3 years.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.